Yes, sir, can you state your name?
Michael Allen Glendenny.
Just one second, sir. Okay, sir, the next voice you're going to hear is of the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. She'll be serving as your panel lead this morning. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Glendenny.
Yes, sir.
Could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Yes, sir. Michael Allen Glendenny, 301-694.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the four allegations that are listed on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 2nd. You signed a form that day. Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire an attorney or you represent yourself?
No, I did not hire an attorney.
Okay, so you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The attorney's optional, it's just your right to have one if you want.
Yeah, but as you say, I can't afford one.
Oh, okay. The board members conducting the hearing today, if you look to your right, so on that end of the video screen, is the Honorable Michael Johnson at the end there, and right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel lead today. Also with us, we have Mr. Turner, who's with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Glendenning and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Glendenning?
Yes, sir, I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Glendenning, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And allegation number one is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about May 9th, 2018, per the task lab report dated May 10th, 2018. Mr. Glendenning, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. Allegation number two is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about May 25th, 2018, per the task lab report dated May 28th, 2018. Mr. Glendenning, is that one true or false?
Yes, true.
That's true? Okay. The third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about May 31st, 2018, per the task lab report dated June 1st, 2018. Mr. Glendenning, is that one true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. And then the fourth and final allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on June 1st, 2018 per the blood alcohol content test conducted on June 1st, 2018. Mr. Glendenning,
yes,
is that
sir.
True?
Yes.
That's true as well, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, based on Mr. Glendenning's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, and agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal. Okay, just need to mark some paperwork here, Mr. Glendenning. Just take me a short moment here. Okay. All right, so that was phase one, sir, and we're going to move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is if your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay there on the line, and we'll be back to talk with you in just a minute. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Glenn Denning was released from ADC custody on 4/26/2018 and arrested on 6/1/2018 by ADC. No new charges noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 6/1/2018 with a CSED of 8/29/2018, zero absconding. Current conviction, 2014 sex offender registration violation, 2 years and 6 months. Prior conviction, 2010, failure to register as a sex offender, 2 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3/1. He has a mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are none. Other arrests. 1992, molestation of a child in Florida, felony conviction, state prison. 2014, failure to register as a sex offender, Arizona, unknown. He has a GB score of G1V1. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable and notifiable.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And back to you, Mr. Glendon, and we have just a written summary, a little bit about what about your supervision. It looks like when you were released, you first chose to release as transient in around 27th Avenue in Glendale, but then around May 10th, you went to 16th Street in Buckeye.
Yes, sir.
And that's accurate? You stayed there the whole time?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Behind that garage.
Oh, right, of course. I know where that is, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you work at all? Were you working?
No, I went to therapy. I was going through, trying to get my mental health issues, but my prescription is such straight, and I just got to, just about got it all straightened out. Mr. Randy was very proud of me that I was taking my prescriptions and doing everything properly.
Oh, well, good. Okay, and you're on your medication now? There and
they still don't have the right medication here, but I still take what to get me here.
And is it helping?
It's about a mile long.
Yeah, I understand. Does it help you?
It does keep me down, it runs me out, I don't hear voices, mild schizophrenic.
Okay.
That's severe.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're feeling okay at least, there's nothing worse than
well, I'm in prison, how else should I feel? That's at your
age. Right. Well, there's that. Okay. It looks like, though, you have had a problem with alcohol because of you had several positive UAs, and you were released to, or you were referred for a mental health assessment and some counseling. So has alcohol been a problem your whole life?
It has, but when I'm on my medication, I don't take it because the medication and the alcohol don't mix around the meds. But the medication and alcohol, if I drink alcohol and I take the meds they give me, it's like I'm pushing the dirt with my face for an hour or two. It's very dangerous. It's too close cardiac arrest and other things.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had this alcohol because you ran out of your meds? Is that it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was trying to get, I just gotten the SSI address from Mr. Van Gundy to go down and get a mental hospital evaluation from the SSI office. So I could get my, get on permanent, I need a mental health evaluation to get, to see a psychiatrist to get, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you get the assessment or no?
No.
Okay.
I just got the address and then Mr. Van Gundy went on vacation. I went on vacation in the day.
Okay, so that's something you're still going to have to deal with, is getting that assessment.
Yes.
Okay, when you get out. Okay.
Even after I'm released and I'm currently out of prison, I still have to deal with that.
Exactly, okay. All right. Okay, let me see what else. There's a note here that you were staffed about going to a residence that was known to have minors living there. Were you able to stop going there? You stopped and you didn't go there anymore?
The two women lives there. The kids aren't home on weekends. They go to their grandmothers. So I go on the weekends when they're not there, but during the week I'm not out there.
Okay, understood. And that's working out okay then for you to do that?
Yes, that works just fine.
Okay.
That works just fine.
That's good. Okay, sir. All right, well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question for, okay, no, for Mr. Glendenning? Okay, Mr. Glendenning, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that you wanted to tell us without repeating what you've already told us?
No.
Okay, sir, thank you.
We pretty much come across pretty clear to each other.
Okay, good. That's not always the case, so we're grateful when that happens. Mr. Glendenning, the board is going to go into discussion and make a determination. So all we ask is you just remain on the phone and remain silent for a little bit, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Glendenning appears to have used alcohol because he ran out of his meds. And I certainly understand that. He knows that if he uses alcohol while on his meds, there are big problems. He's got a release date here of August 29th. It seems to me like the best course for him is to stay where he is, but I haven't listened to any input from fellow board members. Any thoughts? Okay, hearing no thoughts, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W1605 in our discussion with Mr. Glendenning, as well as information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Glendenning was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using alcohol while it was on community supervision, which is against a violation of the conditions.
Second.
Okay, so seconded by, I'm sorry, who seconded?
I did.
Second. And agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Yes. Okay, Mr. Glendenning, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. And the main reason, I think, is that you've got such a short time left. You've only got a little over a month anyway. But we... Yeah, it's August 29th is what we're showing. So the best thing, I mean, we want to make sure that you're safe and you've got your meds, and you've got your meds now, so whether they seem to be helping you. So work with your CO3, though, to get as much of that stuff as you can set up in advance, like maybe an appointment for your assessment, so it's already set before you leave there. And then you won't have to be out there trying to figure out how to get that set up, sir.
Okay,
so to the degree you can do that, that would be great. Make a plan for yourself so you're all ready to go. And write it down.
Okay.
Take that with you. Okay, sir?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for participating today, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.